This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Last month, a water main broke on the campus of UCLA and flooded the Los Angeles campus. Since then, city officials say they're working overtime to fix the city's aging infrastructure. But as LA and many other cities have discovered, the costs are daunting. Conrad Wilson reports.
It's going to take the city of Los Angeles billions of dollars to fix its aging infrastructure.
They estimate some over 20 million gallons of water were lost. And of course, it wound up on that new floor at the Pauley Pavilion basketball arena.
Greg DiLoretto is former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We have some 240,000 water main breaks a year in this country. And the age of our water infrastructure continues to get older and older and older.
He says the country needs something like $84 billion in water infrastructure investments between now and 2020. Carolyn Barrett is program director at the National League of Cities. She says local governments haven't had access to the kind of capital they'll need to make these upgrades.
The traditional method has been through the state revolving loan funds. Those numbers have been declining in recent years.
Barrett says if cities are going to fix their leaky pipes, they'll need more financing than just a drop in the bucket. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.